Anyway, I want to. Speaking of justice, educational justice must be had. Being able to process the information coming into you. There's. I didn't realize how long it's been since our friends at the Learning RX opened their doors. It's been 8 years. Dargan, happy anniversary.
Thank you. Time flies when you're getting smarter.
That's right. So, anniversary, Dargan. You know when. I remember when I first met you and you were talking about how the Learning RX got created by some folks who were just trying to fight this medicational boom that was out there, and that, you know, kids with, you know, issues paying attention in class and, you know, those things. This was an organic approach to, you know, those issues that drive a kid, what they used to say back when I was in school, out the window in there. Could you have ever imagined the kind of impact you've had in this area since that, you know, back in, what was it, 2009?
Yeah, Miranda and I, Miranda Watson, who's my
Senator. I'm sorry, Miranda, I forgot.
I'm here too.
My manners yeah.
is with me.
I got worried because I hugged you and Dargan got all kind of blustery.
But it's true.
You know, there's no end to the depth of our shallowness, Miranda. I'm sorry.
We were reflecting in the parking lot before we came in, and just the breadth and variety of cases of people that we've helped is far beyond that with which we, you know, the intent we came in 8 years ago. I mean, it really was about
reading struggles and attention.
Yeah,
and kids.
And 8 to 11 year old boys who can't focus and read, and yeah, we've
and
reflected
now you got
back.
50-year-old radio show hosts who couldn't remember the name of their guest, you know, past the commercial break, and you help polish up his memory skills. And it's a neat program. If you've never gone through one of their assessments, I mean, it's brutal. I mean, it's you're out there saying, time out. I got you. If we put political candidates through the kind of rigmarole you guys do in an assessment, all to find out where the cracks in the tiling is, because every kid, Miranda, is different. They come in, some of them are like me, and it's Lucy and Ethel in the chocolate factory, and
can't
keep up with all the information coming in. Other people, it's other factors, right?
Yeah, we all have our strengths and weaknesses, and they don't really change as we grow either. So we learn, you know, if we don't kind of get an intervention to help shore up those spots, it's, you know, we're dealing with those things as adults and as seniors and, you know, as we are when we're kids. So
we compensate.
Yeah.
Instead of address the root cause.
Well, I think about, you know, the way we do with physical injuries. You know, you get a painful knee and all of a sudden you're favoring the other leg and then you're like, I don't know why my ankle hurts. It's because you're, you know, leaning to one side to stay off your bum knee. Dargan, Miranda, hang around for a second. I want to talk about 8 years and what the next 8 years are going to portray, because even in fits and starts, some of the educators have taken notice of what you guys have been doing at the Learning RX, and they don't want too many people to hear about it because that might imply that there might be a way to help. Be very, very quiet. We'll get into that. 434-964-1075. And who knew? Lewis tells me apparently there's a day that's planned in my honor coming up in July. July 3rd, Independence Day weekend, is going to be a special tribute to me in Cleveland. Who knew? What? Oh, the football player named Joe Tell. Football player? Football? Nobody is. What, do you expect me to stand for that?
Or visit TLCVision.com.
WCHV time, 7:50. Good morning. And here I was so, you know, this morning began, you know, in a real kind of tough place. People mad at me on Facebook, and I'm just tough morning. I was just going to come in and do movie reviews and bakery recipes and restaurant reviews, figuring, you know, that's what people want. They don't want to break down the stories because we're in a binary world. We don't want to do that anymore. And then Lewis tells me that Cleveland was going to celebrate, I thought, the great coverage we gave the Republican National Convention there by giving us a Joe Thomas Day on July 3rd. Apparently, there's some football player named Joe Thomas. Who knew? And in his labors of ignominy at the constantly downtrodden Cleveland. Hey, you know what? That Joe Thomas and this Joe Thomas have a lot in common there. So I guess to celebrate the labors of that Joe Thomas, they're going to have a July 3rd celebration of his struggles through ignominy in the traditionally 2-14 Cleveland Browns. He was their number one draft choice. And they're like, oh, we've drafted this offensive lineman. And, you know, offensive is another word we have in common. They're going to celebrate him. So apparently it's not me. Sorry, didn't mean to fool all of you. People were booking hotel rooms in Cleveland. Don't contribute to their room tax. Keep it here. Miranda and Dargan are up from the Learning RX in Charlottesville. You guys should have a parade for 8 years of helping kids. How many kids? Miranda probably knows better than Dargan.
I meant to look up the exact number, but I think we're right about 300. At this point,
that's
since we've
awesome.
Opened.
Yeah. That are, you know, remembering what they're hearing, you know, getting it, grasping it. And this was all stuff that was started by an ophthalmologist that thought dyslexia was a physical affliction. And, you know, I almost wonder if, you know, we in this day and age where you can't, you know, oh, it's a dyslexia, you can't talk about it, if we would tell a doctor you can't research that. And, you know, here's this ophthalmologist looking at a physical way to fix dyslexia and then discovers it's actually a processing, a cognitive thing, and comes up with a whole program to work kids past that. And we don't even talk about that aspect of it anymore.
Yeah, it's
literally, there's
we're
an example
about
of it.
Yeah, but that's what's great about the process of discovery, I guess, you know, is that what you start with doesn't necessarily have to be what you end up with, and that can be much greater than you anticipated in the first place.
So what's the are you guys going to celebrate the 8th anniversary, Dargan? Are you going to have a big party, cake, and
streamers? Well, we forgot until it passed, and then just remembered last week. So so we're trying to get it
Physician,
in there.
Physician, heal thyself.
We are doing one thing, which is, you know, normally are the assessments that you were talking about where you can kind of really probe and see what's going on, mm-hmm. cognitively speaking. Usually that's $249. And so we're doing them for $80. We're doing, you know, 8 years, $80 for March, which is pretty great. Dargan, he complained, but, you know, I said it was.
She wins.
It made sense, you know. It's the 8th.
So how do people? You know, do they call you, Dargan? Do they visit you online?
They can go either way, or they can come by the center, and mm-hmm. we're happy to give. You know, we run an open shop. Mm-hmm. You can come.
We love
get
it when
a tour.
People come visit us.
We do love, and they're starting to drop in more because they hear you talk about it.
Oh, please! Yeah. Don't. Now you make me feel like the offensive lineman from Cleveland, Cleveland Browns, or whoever they are. So that's actually the second time Cleveland sports has been mentioned this morning. Corbin Berenson was on earlier. Speak about something that you mentioned to me last time I saw you, Dargan, is the amount of adults that are starting to come into the Learning RX because, you know, we talk a little bit about Alzheimer's. We talk about, you know, even just in general, there's just so much stuff in our head, you know, it becomes a challenge to, you know, keep it all in line.
That's correct. I mean, it's the fastest growing segment of our market. And, you know, today, as a baby boomer or senior, you probably know the course that your parents went. So if your parents developed dementia or Alzheimer's, you can get genetically tested. The fear is palpable in that population that while medicine can keep us alive and physically we can keep walking and talking, cognitively we can decline rapidly. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what LearningRx is investing in now is looking at that age-related cognitive decline and mild cognitive impairment. We've just released or are going to be getting into a peer reviewed journal a pilot study with mild cognitive impairment, which is the on ramp to dementia. Not everyone who gets dementia.
So this is science. This
absolutely.
Is not
these
just,
are you know. These are trials on clinicaltrials.gov, and what we have seen, and I'll just give away the punchline, that in a multidisciplinary approach of a low sugar, low grain diet, an exercise program, a sleep optimization program, and brain training in the population that we studied, there was no clinical decline. After being diagnosed with a regressive neurological disease, and in four of the five participants in the study, there was actually clinical and life change improvements. And so the American Academy of Neurology has come out and said that the memory drugs are not effective. The pharmaceuticals, the two things that they recommend, exercise and cognitive training. So back to your original point, God forbid that we can make choices in our lives versus go to pharmaceuticals that allow us to perform better, to maintain our independence. And so you ask, what is this all about after 8 years? This is about seeking something that is non-medicated, that goes at the source of the issue, that allows human beings to function at a higher level.
I was thinking, I was going down the list, I was ticking them off as, you know, low sugar, low grain diet, okay, check, brain training, check, and then you went and said exercise.
Yeah.
I have two out of four. 2 out of 4
50%
there.
Bad. Yeah, it's a good start.
And it's a good start.
I think the research is clear on optimal cognitive functioning as you age. If you can only do one of any of those things, and here I am representing brain training piece, physical exercise. Absolutely clear. The research is clear. But you join it with cognitive training, and then you've got a home run.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not enough sports metaphors. Anyway, thank you, Dargan. Thank you, Miranda. Happy 8th anniversary.
I really
appreciate that. That
is
awesome.
Guess we're doing something
right. You must be. And we'll come back. Delegate Steve Landis is going to join us to talk about the General Assembly's special session on the budget and where Medicaid expansion stands in that when we get back. WCHV time 7:59.